Today, we're in the counseling room with Ed Welch. Ed, how you doing?
Hey, Alistair, how you doing? I'm doing well, thank you. My wife just came back from a week visiting her parents, so I'm doing especially well. So, good to be with you.
I'm glad to hear that. Ed, I want to ask you a question today, and it's something I've heard you talk about in your classes, and it's something I've heard you talk about specifically in your observations. And the question is this. You talk about what people are running with in counseling. And I want to know, what do you mean by that? When you say, what is this person running with, what are you getting at?
Alistair, I'm in my late 50s, and so I don't think about running anymore. so I think I understand what you're saying when you talk about running with. People are going in a direction, and I want to be able to follow them. And if I understand what you're saying, it's you know, in some ways, I think of counseling as having two parts to it. The first part, and you, again, you if I'm completely off base with what you're saying, you tell me.
Oh, I will.
I trust you. The first part is I want to give them room to move, because I don't know the thing that's especially important for them. And what I one of my interests, I think, in biblical counseling right now is not so much orthodoxy. I find that our students are orthodox. They don't say heresy. But that more challenging question, not can I say the thing that's accurate, but how can I talk about that thing that is most important? That's really what I'm after. So when I think of somebody running in a particular direction, my desire is I want to run after them and stay as close to them as possible and see where they're going, because that's the thing that's going to help me to see what's especially important to them. Is that more or less what you're thinking?
Yeah, absolutely.
I think in terms of walking after somebody, not running after somebody.
That makes sense. I've watched you counsel a few times, and I don't think I've ever heard you actually use that phrase with someone in a counseling session. But I know afterwards, debriefing, you've often said, you know, I thought they were running with such and such, or I could see they were running with this, or they weren't running with such and such. Is this something you would imagine yourself often saying with a counselee, or never?
Let me ask.
Is this in your own head?
Let me just ask a little bit more. No, I wouldn't say it with a counselee. Are they running with something that I have said, or are they running with what's important to them?
You know, I think I've heard you use it both ways.
Right. Okay. Okay.
And I guess that was my next question, actually, was kind of a sense of when you think about looking for what someone's running with, are you thinking mostly in terms of what's important to them, or are you looking for where have my words had some sort of traction?
Yeah, I think both of them are very, very important. Sometimes I think the image that I use is tracking, you know, sort of the hunter kind of picture, I guess, I'll try to identify the two parts you're talking about. The first part of tracking is I want to see where they're going. And when people talk about open-ended questions, I think that's the benefit of open-ended questions. It gives people as much room to move as possible. And I just want to watch where they are running. What is the thing that is most important to them? What's sort of the gravitational center of their world? So in that sense, I want to be running with them. I want to be following them. I want to be tracking them. And what I'm looking for is to be able to identify with them, okay, now you're saying a lot of things. And here's the challenge in part in counseling. If you let people move, you get thousands of data points. And so which one is the most important? Well, you work on that one together. So the next part is, okay, it seems as though you keep coming back to this particular issue. That seems to be especially important to you. And I just want to work on that together. Is that especially important? I don't want it to be just one of five important things. I want it to be the most important thing for you, the thing that is really, really on your heart. So that's the first part. The second part of running with is in some ways I'm asking them to run with me. where if this is important, as we move to Scripture and see how the Word of God just sort of takes it and, well, essentially runs with it. In that sense, we're running after Scripture. What I'm doing is just trying to have Scripture retell this important matter. And then I guess my interest is, what is the first thing that counselee says after I begin to give a very brief retelling of it? And if they are responding to what I'm saying, if they're taking it and they're saying, yeah, I understand, but they're not simply saying, oh, yes, I understand, but they're doing something with it. They're making further application. Then I know that we are running together. If they are not responding to what I've said, usually what I'm thinking is, okay, back to phase one, where I want to run with them a little bit more because I suspect I'm not quite capturing what's most important to them.
Okay. And let me ask just one last clarifying question in light of what you just said. It does. Yeah, absolutely.
This is this is one of the enjoyable features of ministry, where it's not highly scripted. I mean, we have all these orientation points along the way, but it's part of loving. Part of loving is saying, I want to know you. I want to love you wisely, and to love you wisely, I really have to know those things that are most important for you.
That does make sense. And I think my last question, just to clarify, is I think what you just said about if I give them, I begin to give them just a little piece of here's where Scripture actually goes with your story, and it's maybe a little bit surprising to you, and it's a little bit different than you thought, and you come back with something totally unrelated to what I just said. Okay, I know you haven't really heard me. Maybe you nodded your head, but there hasn't been a connection point here. You're saying, okay, then I know I need to go back. And I think that's the tricky point for a lot of us in counseling is, okay, I just offered something that I thought was good, and this person
changed my life, right?
Right. This person doesn't seem to have engaged or doesn't seem to have found it.
So it must be hard,
as exciting as I did.
If they don't respond to something I've said. Yeah.
Well, that's certainly the first question that crosses many of our minds, I think. Would you just say a little bit more? Your take was, I go back and I see that I need to know this person better, rather than this person is hard-hearted. Would you maybe speak just a little bit?
I think that for me, at least, there are two possibilities. I rarely think at that point they're hard-hearted, because I just think the humility that Scripture offers us is, if it first causes us to think, I probably have not seen this very clearly. I have not understood them very well, number one, or I simply have not offered Scripture's retelling in a way that is really accessible to them. It seems like just normal humility drives us to those questions. But if we think we understand the person, we're bringing Scripture to bear, and their first comment after we're bringing Scripture to bear seems to be unrelated to our comment, I think there are two ways to go. One would be, and this is, I think, my norm, I just say, okay, the Spirit wasn't on the move where I was going, and I want to follow them a little bit more. I want to see where they're running, and apparently we have not identified the thing that's really especially important. The other possibility is simply to pause and say, could we just stop for a second? I said something that I thought was, at least I thought it was really helpful, but I don't think it was helpful for you. Now, that's not a rebuke, obviously. It's not an exhortation. It's just we want to be running together. And so what did I miss? Is there something that I said that just was oblique? It just didn't seem to fit the thing that was especially important to you. So it's just sort of stopping and just saying, stopping the action and saying, okay, what happened? Where are we? I think that's the second option.
Well, Ed, this has been very helpful, and I'm looking forward to running with this in the future. So thanks for coming in.
Good to see you, Alistair.
You're listening to CCEF On The Go, a podcast of the Christian Counseling and Educational Foundation. Here at CCEF, we are committed to restoring Christ to counseling and counseling to the church. You can find our podcasts, books, articles, videos, and more resources for Christ-centered pastoral care at our website, ccef.org.